No opening joke here because I'm getting right into it, or I should say we're getting right into it because J-Star will be joining me for the review of Redfall.
What up? But I am, yeah, this game.
The long-awaited game Redfall is here and available to play on Xbox, shout out to Game Pass, and on PC, on Steam and Epic, of course. So, to summarize the story and give a little bit of background, to be fair, the town of Redfall is under siege by a legion of vampires who have cut the island off from the outside world. Trapped with a handful of survivors, slay alone or squad up in an open world FPS action game. Developed by Arkane Austin and published by Bethesda.
This game, man, I had so much hopes for this game.
hearing the dev and the publisher.
Yeah, it was like, oh, it's like a match made, you know? I was like, all right, what could go wrong?
And this is going to be great.
And you know you're wrong when you say what could go wrong. Because everything.
I didn't think I said that. Like,
I said that. I said that. I was like, what could go wrong?
The expectations weren't as low as I put everybody else's content. Clearly because you have trust in those developers.
Right.
But this wasn't it. This was not it. Just going to get right into it and start with the highlights. Number one highlight, it was finally released.
Yeah, the biggest part. The best.
Clearly, it was released. Yay. So, the art style, it's pretty childish. Mm-hmm. And it seems like something you've seen before.
I expected more. Like, I expected it to look like the trailers. Like, we're in this generation, so yeah. I expected it to look like how it was originally presented to me.
Like, it looked dated, not nostalgic old to where you'd be like,
it just feels like last gen. It feels really last gen.
Yeah, it's not innovative at all. And it's just, are you sure you're using Unreal 4? Because this doesn't look like it.
Yeah, but, oh man, because when I found out, I didn't know it was Unreal 4 until like a moment in the game where a bad thing happened. Basically, it crashed on me. And that's when I found out. I was like, what?
Which is wild because, yeah, just put a pin in crashing. The overall aesthetic does feel like throwaways from the Fallout series. And just in general, the gameplay was reminiscent of Deathloop. So, yes, Deathloop Jr.
Game I didn't get a chance to play. I have it downloaded somewhere. I think it's on my Xbox.
Didn't play. Stay focused on topic. We're not veering. It's just straightforward.
Right. I was just confused on how the game was trying to look. Because I was expecting more. The story was not really going on for me. And all that stuff. So I was like, where's the fun part? But the first day one was murder. Nothing worked like normally. Like, I guess that's the new thing for like the past, I guess, 2020. Since 2020 is the dawn of the unfinished game, I want to say. So that was a problem on my first day playing it. And then
I would say before then, but yeah, as much as I would like to keep my normal high and low light structure, there aren't really too many to bounce back and forth. As far as highlights go, because
yeah, it's
they're slim to none. It's more so stuff that's missing, lowlights, and things that really didn't really take how they should have.
Like, the story was like, it was not there at all. I wasn't even compelled to like be interested at all. I was just like, it was just going through the motions. And I was like, I like vampire games. And I was like, usually any vampire thing would keep me invested because I like vampires. But this one was like a slap in the face. It was like, it felt like a cash grab to me. And I was like, yeah, you like vampires, you'll buy it. I was like,
well, story and writing wise, it wasn't strong to begin with. It's just more so the appeal of co-op. That's what always kind of resonates with me when it comes to any sort of FPS game in general. But like, of course, the undead, we don't have to get into that. But still, it's more so it wasn't even interesting to say that, okay, well, if the gameplay and what you experienced wasn't great, at least it has a story to fall back on.
Yeah.
Not in this case, because it was pretty weak. And I'm not even going to say Disney Channel-ish, but it was very...
Don't disrespect Disney Channel like that.
Well, not 90s Disney.
Oh, I thought that's what you were talking about.
Because, yikes. This was... Ugh.
I don't know what...
Honestly, I would say this feels like a beta at best.
I'd say
for alpha. The most part. I'm very like patient and forgiving when it comes to bugs and pre-day one patch play, but...
Yeah.
It just felt unfinished and rushed, despite all of the delays that this title did have.
It was like that guy... I felt like when they did the QA stuff, it was like that guy that gif when the guy leans back and gives the thumbs up and he's chewing and stuff. That's how I felt like that conversation went. Like, is the game good? And he leaned back and he was like, yeah. I was like, no.
And there's so many examples, like, from unfinished and broken textures, force field, like, oh my god. The force field of view issue, glitch, whatever the hell that was probably the most annoying to me, because at one point, and typically I don't mess with field of view unless it's like terrible. And I mean, it was kind of bad in this game, but even still, like the adjustments made, it reverted to some random default despite me going back to change it. And it was just like OD type zoomed in.
God,
and imagine being OD type zoomed in on ultrawide. It's very annoying. So yeah. There's other instances of us losing primary audio while like secondary and tertiary audio is going on in the background, and audio in general. Overall, I don't even think that needs to be a separate like segment or whatever focus, but
because it was just all over the place.
Yeah, the levels were off. Like some parts were louder than needed and necessary. You had phantom noises from certain points with certain objects in the game, I'll say, but it was not balanced at all. You had exaggerated ragdolling, of course. I don't know if that was supposed to be in there just to make the game, you know, seem a little bit more wacky. Sliding characters, getting stuck in the map. That was fun. Seeing objects that were stuck in the map or within the frame of textures and stuff. And yeah, very strange. Drop connection at certain points in co-op play.
Yeah, that happened a few times to me as well.
Some enemies getting stuck on objects. I mean, which also enhanced their delayed of combat.
Yeah, it was weird. Like one part fighting, I guess, a boss and it just gave up.
And it's just sitting there like rotating like a Chuck E. Cheese animatron. It's just like, what is happening? It's just bad.
Seeing NPCs stuck in T poses. It's just, you know.
Like, visually, it had a ton of potential, but it just falls short. For it to use Unreal 4, again, that's pretty underwhelming. I will go ahead and compare it to Dead Island 2, which also uses Unreal 4, because that environment is far more interactive and immersive.
Way
Redfall, not so much.
Speaking of that, like, it's dry in there, like, playing Redfall. Like, it's a bunch of emptiness for such a large match.
I mean, not even to get on them, because that's one thing that they do excel at. When it comes to immersive experiences, you would think it would be a little bit more detailed, like me just turning sinks on and off for fun, I guess.
Yeah, I
partook in that clearly because clearly, how else was I gonna have fun? But like, not even making it more of a innovative experience to where, you know, the environment actually means something to the gameplay or the story.
Like I expected more because. Bethesda usually does fine when it comes to stuff like that from like their Fallout series. They'll have like people around, you know. I didn't expect a bunch of that, but I didn't expect what I got. That's way less than anything. That's much.
I mean, there were people around.
Yeah, but they
were fire station.
Yeah, you know, there were people that existed, but they weren't there for much of anything. Like even their weird
situation. That part, now that you mention it, that part does feel Outer Worlds-ish to me. The people that are standing there for no reason, like to add absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
But even in Outer Worlds, those characters that had nothing to do, at least they had something funny to tell you that was connected to the story, or at least something to give you that you could use. But here, not so much. And where the hell are the gadgets? Like, can I not get a garlic bomb?
Yeah, I expect like some flashbang, hijinks with like
rose
that.
Water, grenade, like, hello?
Word.
Like, talk about missed opportunities for in-game content, but I guess
that was a good
people
one
care
too.
About skins now and what their weapons look like. Yay. But staying on weapons, because this is like a list of grievances. The guns are pretty decent, I'll say. I mean, they all have their own unique abilities in situations where you need to use them, where you don't need to use them, until they stopped working. I almost forgot about this part, but at one point, my ADS had stopped working, and it was blacked out, like, completely. So, that's aim down sights, for those who don't know. Thoroughly hindering my sniping experience and causing me to solve for why by challenging myself to hit firing enemies just to keep myself engaged. I mean, it was fun, but I'm pretty sure that's not intentional. So J-Star got attacked by a vampire and will not be joining us for the rest of the recording. But I'm going to fill in due to technical difficulties. The AI itself was not so hot either. The enemies didn't feel like a challenge and would just run up on you. I mean, duh, that's their job, but they had zero game when it came to defense. Like we mentioned before, they would just get stuck in place, glitch out, and just stand there. And it really didn't pose a challenge when it came to combat in some instances. And in other ones, they just raise the amount of enemies. So it kind of oversaturates your gameplay situation to increase the difficulty, which is cheating. That's not fair. You can't do that. I mean, they did, but you shouldn't do that is what I'm getting at. The AI should be intuitive enough to essentially learn what the players excel at and what they are weak at doing. That way, the environmental shift can influence the gameplay and not really rely on picking, like, you know, the outright difficulty at the beginning of playing a game. But wish list didn't happen. It's fine. It's fine. Oh, wow. I almost forgot a failed point of replayability here. That was very much so bungled. Keep in mind, if you play solo, your mission progression will be okay. But if you play co-op, your mission progression is only valid for the host. So whoever's hosting the session, they basically get the overall save of game. You'll still get your XP. You'll still be eligible to get your XP, your achievements, skins, and all the rest of the stuff that doesn't matter. But you know, as far as like progression and story mode, yeah, only the host gets the save. They do mention it on screen, but just in case you aren't paying attention or gloss over it, you will have to run back the missions if you're not the host. Yeah. Boo. All isn't lost, but I'm just not really confident in running this back a second time. Fully through. I mean, like, literally starting from zero with, like, another character or something. I don't see that in my future. I really don't. And another thing, the overall character scaling is off. To me, the characters just felt short. And this is not a tall joke, I promise, but it felt like I was crouched in normal gameplay. Like, you just feel very low to the ground as far as perspective versus what's being displayed on the screen. And I've already told you about the FOV glitch that we ran into too, so it's kind of funny looking at certain points. And come on, there were even typos in the language. Like, how is this not proofread? isn't that not step one? This shouldn't be as funny as it is, but it is because it happened and they still released it, which is wild to me. Overall, I rate this a 1.5 out of 5. Huge miss that I would have gladly waited to be refined. This being from Bethesda and Arkane is wild. Should you play it? Yes. If you have Game Pass, it's worth a shot. And I recommend struggling with friends, because at least that aspect made it more bearable and funny. In just a moment, I'm getting a message from JStar. He rates this a 1 out of 5. So, very close. Now I'm feeling like, yo, what am I giving this 0.5 extra for? It doesn't deserve brownie points. But it is what it is. Be sure to connect with us on Spotify using the poll and Q&A sections. Leaving your thoughts about Redfall, if you've played it or are planning to play it, or if you're just going to pass it. Because, well, hopefully I didn't influence you not to, but give it a try. Either way, let us know. You can also do so on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, or verbalvibemode.com. You can leave a voicemail using the Anchor app. All links are in the description box. Peace.